Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, Fusion Church. All right, yes, Freedom Friday is here. Praise the Lord. For many of us, it's been a long and busy week, but here we are. We are this morning in the book of John, chapter 10. And let us begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time that you have given us, Father, and we just welcome you, Father, that you will be with us, Father, that it'll be you that speaks this morning and not me, oh Lord God. I thank you in advance for what you do and what you have done and what you're going to continue to do, oh Lord God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father, and thank you, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay, go ahead and stretch if you need to. You know, God is so good. God is so good. This is such an awesome chapter. Chapter 10, the book of John, and it talks a lot about the shepherd. But before we begin, you know, the book of John was basically is believed that it was written by John. It was one of the 12 disciples. And you can find that in John 1:14 and 13:23. And the purpose that John, the emphasis is the identity of Jesus as Son of God and how we as believers, you know, should respond to his teaching. The chapter speaks a lot about the shepherd, which is, I'm gonna stick to that topic. Jesus as the true shepherd, verses 1 through 6. Jesus as the good shepherd, 7 to 21, and Jesus knows his sheep, verses 22 to 30. You know, so a true shepherd, you know, comes through the door. A true shepherd always enters for the front door. You know, and the word shepherd, you know, and it's a person whose job is to tend at the herd and guard. The flock of sheep. That's basically the general terms for the shepherd, but it's also for us, it's also a leader who cares and guides and protects his people as a leader, you know, and we, to a certain extent, we are shepherds ourselves, because if we're taking care of people, if we're speaking to people, if we're teaching to people, we are basically a shepherd tending them, helping them along the way. In verse 1, it says, "Most surely I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief or a robber." So the word here, sheepfold, you know, it could be a courtyard near the house that surrounds the house by stone walls. So they will have the property, and they will have like a stone wall around the property, you know, and there they will surround the house, and there the sheep will be kept for what? For their protection. A lot of times, this particular sheepfold could have concluded a whole bunch of different families coming together and doing the work together to support each other. So the sheep right here, they are protected by this wall. And in verse 2, it says, "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." So he who enters by the door is the shepherd. He's the keeper of the sheep. In verse 3 says, "To him the doorkeeper opens the door. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." So the shepherd is there. He protects the sheep. The sheep recognize the name. And that just tells me, your children know your voice. They know your voice. When you call them, they know that it's dad or mom that is calling them, and they know, and also they know the value that you use with your voice, whether they're in trouble or not. Because a lot of times they might be in trouble, but a lot of times you're just calling them. But so the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. In Revelations 3, verse 20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me." So again, the door, to the sheep, the door to the sheep. And he's talking about the door, that the Lord is there by the door. And if we were to open the door, he will come in and he will dine with us. In John 10:7, it says, Jesus said to them again, "Most surely I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." So again, referring to that door, that if we turn to the door, we turn to the Lord. Psalms 118, verse 20, it says, "This is the gate or the door of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter in." So again, the Lord is using that emphasis of the door, of the door to the sheep and as a door to him. The door represents security, it represents comfort. The door also keeps out any unwanted thing, anything that you don't want. The door keeps it, and that's in the physical portion of it too. In our house, we got a front door. If we want to keep things out, we just keep the door closed. And then the door only opens when we open, when we make that decision to open. And that's what the Lord is saying, that he is at the door and he is the door. Praise God. In verse 9, he says, "I am the door. And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the door." So as a shepherd, he is the door, and he says that whoever enter in can go out and they will find pasture. In other words, God, that they will always meet our need. Like I said, they will find pasture. What does a sheep need? It needs pasture to survive. It needs food to survive. So Jesus is the food. Jesus is the one that's making a way. So Jesus is the door of salvation. In Matthew 7:7, the word of God says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you." Praise God. Knock and it will be open to you. "For everyone who seeks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open." So in other words, we got to be persistent. We got to be persistent in our walk. We cannot give up. We cannot stop doing what we need to do, but we have to push forward. We have to push forward. In verse 11, it says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." In other words, he's there to protect the flock. He's there to protect the sheep, So he's there to do all these things. And I was thinking about that, and I was reminded of David back in the book of First Samuel, when he went to take food to his brothers, and Goliath was there, and they needed somebody to step up, and David stepped up, and they were questioning him. Why are you stepping up for? You're the most littlest guy, you're young, you're immature. But look what David says in First Samuel 17, verses 34 and 35. Because of his background, he knew what a shepherd was. He knew the job of a shepherd. He said, "But David said to Saul, to the king, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep.'" Hey, I used to do this kind of stuff, "And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb off the flock," he says, "when the lion or," most people, they're gonna see a lion or a bear, they're gonna run. But what does a shepherd does? The shepherd sticks to his gun. The shepherd protects And it says, and when the lion came and took the lamb out of the flock, it says in verse 35, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard or by the fur and struck it and killed it. That's what a shepherd does. A shepherd is there to protect. A shepherd is there to bring the covering that the sheep need. You know, so you know, so David knew what a shepherd was supposed to do. You know, he knew the responsibilities, the duties of a shepherd are always, always, always to protect and to provide. That's what a shepherd does. And here, and again, right? And in John 6, 35, it says, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Why? Because the good shepherd always provides. He's always providing for you and providing for me. And even today, if you feel that you are in lack, if something is missing, guess what? Continue to praise God. Continue to thank him in advance because he is faithful. He is merciful, and he is there for you to provide for you, to fight for you, to protect you. You know, and all of this shepherd talk, you know, all of this shepherd talk, one of the my favorite verses, and it was pretty much because that's what I was raised with, was Psalms 23. And Psalms 23, they use it so much for funerals and things like that. But for me personally, that psalm kept me alive when I was in New York, when I was being raised in New York, back in the day when I had hair, back in the day when I had hair. Oh boy, that's really going way back. How the Lord protected me and how the Lord was with me. And in the 70s, when I was in high school, yeah, that's when I graduated in 77. So you know how I've been around for a while. But when I, those particular times when I used to walk the streets, you know, going to school and everything else, I was always reminded by the Holy Spirit about Psalms 23. And I don't know how many times I said that those verses, you know, and that's why that's one of my favorite Psalms. And it was pretty much given to me by my grandmother and my aunt. And they were prayer warriors back in the day. There were these women that always prayed, you know, for hours. You know, every time you go into the room, they'll be praying. And that's where I was raised with, you know, grandmother like that. And some of my titis, you know, they always pray. They always pray. And they will always, guess what? When we walked in, come on, we got to go pray all the time, all the time. Come on, we got to go pray, you know. And so I learned this and I made it personal. It says there in Psalms 23, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Basically, that is, you know, a relationship with the Lord. If I have a relationship with the Lord, he is my shepherd. And guess what? He is going to supply my needs. In other words, I lack nothing because he says at the end, I shall not want. That is the provision of God. That's what the shepherd does. He meets our need. He protects us. In verse 2, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know, he leads me beside still waters. In other words, he lies me in green pastures. In other words, he is going to give me rest. He is going to give me comfort as I rest in him. He leads me beside still waters. In other words, he is going to refresh me. He is going to give me what I need. He is going to provide for me because that's what a shepherd does. A shepherd provides for his sheep. A shepherd always makes a way for his sheep. And in verse 3, he says, he restores my soul. Man, sometimes, you know, after a long week passes by, how many of us don't need to be refreshed? How many of us don't need to take a time out and say, Lord, I just want to spend some time with you. I just want to draw near to you. But it says there, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. In other words, he restores my soul. He brings healing. He brings comfort to me, you know, and he leads me in the path of righteousness. He is going to guide us. wherever it is that we're going to, you know, wherever path that you are in today, you know, be assured that the Lord is with you. Be assured that he's going to guide you. Why? Because he's your good shepherd. He's, you know, he's your good shepherd. And when you don't know what to do, I always say, if you don't know what to do, do nothing, but just rest in the Lord. Surrender it to God and wait upon him. In verse 4, again, continuing in Psalms 23, verse 4, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your comfort and your staff, they comfort me. I don't know how many times I have said this when I felt fear, when I felt lonely, when I felt that I was by myself. I don't know how many times in when I was being raised, you know, or when I was in a difficult situation as a young teenager, and also when I was away deployed in the military, there were times that, you know, when I was in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, and I was going from point A to point B, and sometimes I was by myself, you know, and it was dark because normally I worked the night hours, and you see the darkness around you, and you know that you're in an unfamiliar place. And yet, you know, the Lord always reminded me of this. And I always recited, you know, Psalms 23, and it comforted me and it lifted me up. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that is a time of testing. We all go through testing. Come on. We all go through difficult situations. None of us are exempt. I don't care how good you look. I don't care how smart you are, you know, and I don't care if you don't have hair like me. You know, we all gonna go through stuff. We all gonna go through difficult situations, you know, but it says there in that time of testing, it says, I will fear no evil. Come on now. I will feel, why are we gonna feel no evil? Because he is with us. The good shepherd is with us. He holds us, he comforts us, and he guides us. I will feel no evil because for you are with me. And it says, your rod, come on now, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, so in other words, it was protection. That staff that the shepherd would use, normally they had a staff, but it had like a little hook at the end of the staff, a hook that they can use that hook to pull back the sheep when they were pulling away, you know, to guide them, you know, to show them the way. You know, and sometimes, you know, I don't know if we're hard-headed or whatever. Sometimes we need somebody to bang, you know, give us a little smack with that little rod to put us back in place, right? Because sometimes we think we know it all. Sometimes we think we know it all. And guess what? None of us know it all. I don't care how, like I said it before, I don't care how smart we are. We're not smarter than God, you know, and God has a way. You know, and his way is perfect. But sometimes, you know, we need to have our little noggins hit a little bit to get us back on track. Okay, Lord, you know, I was going by feelings and not by faith. You know, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. And then the Lord, you know, guides us again. And in verse 5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You prepare a table, and that is hope. We have hope in the Lord. We have hope in him because he's there for us. And it says, you anoint my head with oil. He blesses us. But not only that, my cup runneth over. You know, that's overflow. That's overflow. In other words, so he's going to give us an overflow of blessing. And why is that so important? It is because your blessing is not for you to keep. Your blessing is for you to share. Your blessing is for you to give away. Your blessing is for you to bring somebody else underneath your protection, underneath you, and you share with them. You know, a lot of times the persons are close to you, they need to hear your testimony. They need to hear what God has done for you. You know, they need to hear those words that, you know, you went through something, and now perhaps what you went through, you know, you can bless somebody else. You know, I've been through a lot of discomfort. I've been through hunger. I've been through a lot of pain. I've been through a lot of prosecution, both physically and mentally and spiritually. You know, I've been through a lot of storms, and guess what? What makes me Pop Hernandez today is all the past, all the testimony that I've been through, all those battles, all those fights, all those discomfort has made me the man that I am today. That today I'm able to share, I'm able to give what, you know, I've been through to bless somebody, and hopefully they won't have to go through what I went through, you know, when they hear when I share with them. So your testimony is so vital. Your testimony is so important to share with others. But it says there, my cup runs over, overflow. Come on, we got to give it away. We got to give away the blessing. We got to share the blessing. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In other words, blessings. He's going to bless me. He has shown me his mercy. He has shown me his compassion. You know, also, it says, all the days of my life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Security. We have security with the Lord. We have his protection. You know, so, you know, Psalms 23, yeah, it is special to me. But and it is one of my favorite Psalms. Why? Because every time I go through something, that is my go-to Psalms. And I always gotta, you know, I always have to sometimes even put my own hand upon myself and pray for myself and say, Lord, you help me, Lord. You guide me. You know, you remind me of who I am when I read Psalms 23, because every time I read it, I remember the hard times, but I also remember the good times. I also remember his faithfulness. I also remember how many times he stretched out his arms and he rescued me and he protected me and he guided me. Because you know what? I should have been dead a long time ago, a long time ago. And I don't, and I can remember, you know, and I can give you examples of how many times he saved my life. And like I said, even when I was young, growing up in New York, and I used to go to just to go to the corner store, I had to have eyes behind my back because I didn't know who was going to jump me. I didn't know who. I've been mugged right in front of my doors in New York City, in front of the apartment complex. You know, I've been beat up two doors away, you know, by individuals that I didn't even know who they were. You know, so I've been physically abused by them. You know, but guess what? God is faithful. God is merciful, and God always makes a way. You know, so God is good. It says it continuing on here in John 10 verse 27, says, the sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We hear his voice when the Lord's, you know, we got to be careful that when the Lord speaks to us, we don't just close our ears because we don't want to listen, but we can hear his voice, you know, and follow him. And it says 28, and I give them eternal life. Wow, what a blessing. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. You know, I was reading this and I said, wow. Verse 28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone, that means anything, snatch them. You know, so Jesus is saying, because they hear my voice and follow me, I give them eternal life. Because they follow me, I am with them. He says, no one is able to snatch them or take them by force, you know, out of my hand. That's beautiful how God said that. God's telling us, you know, yeah, they're going to try to do this, but they can't. They can't. You know, so whenever we're going through a difficult crisis, whenever we're going through something harsh, we need to turn to the Lord and know that he is faithful, he is merciful, and he is right there with us. And he's given us his word that says, no one can snatch you from my hand. Ain't that wonderful? So guess where you're at? You're in his hands. This morning, you're in his hands. You know, and it says, no one can snatch you. No one can take you away from me. You know, no one can take you away from me. In Isaiah 43, verse 13, it says, indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work and I will not, and and who will reverse that? In other words, we are in his hands, and no one can take us from his hands. You know, no one can deliver us out of the Lord's hands. Why? Because what better place for us to be than in the Lord's hands? Than in the Lord's hands, because there he has us. So no one can take us from his hand. Wow, that is reason enough just to praise God and just to worship him. So again, this particular chapter that talks about the good shepherd, you know, the good shepherd always protects. The good shepherd always meets the needs of the sheep. He always protects them. He always guides them. You know, they never lack anything because he's there. He provides for them. He provides for them good pasture. So the Lord is always faithful. The Lord is always faithful. And the most beautiful thing is that he's telling us, you know, that he loves us, that he loves you, that he loves me. And he's working things out for you. He's working things out for you. So don't think because, you know, you're going through a crisis this morning or you're going through a difficult situation that God is not there. Well, God is there. God is faithful, that he's always, always there. And he wants to make a difference. But he's also telling us in his word, you know, that if we turn to him, if we turn to him, because sometimes the difficulties of life can push us in a certain direction that we don't need to be going in. And sometimes we just need to redirect. Sometimes we, like my key word, focus. Refocus on what's important. Focus on the Lord. Trust in the Lord because he is making a way for you. He is making a way for you. So he is faithful. He is faithful. And he always protects us. He always protects us. You know, so I just love to share, you know, God's protection because, you know, and even here, you know, Miriam, he, you know, he wrote something about, you know, traveling to most dangerous territory in the world. At times, I ask God each day for safety and the glory of God who protects me and saves me my life over and over, even protecting me from my own self. You know, so God is faithful, my brothers and sisters. God is faithful. He's always on time. He's never late. As difficult as he may seem or as impossible as he may seem, he is faithful. He is faithful. You know, and when I was finishing this particular chapter, because there's so much more that I can give, you know, the Lord reminded me of last week when I was sharing, you know, and because I went back to Isaiah 43, you know, and I just want to leave with that particular verse again, Isaiah 43, verse 1. And it says, "But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob." Remember what I said last week? Put your name there. Make it personal. Make it your own, you know. "And he who formed you, O Israel," put your name there. You know, make it your own. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." The Lord has redeemed every single one of us. That is reason enough just to praise God. Just say, "Lord, I thank you. I thank you because I am redeemed. I thank you, Lord God, because I am whole. I thank you, oh Lord, because you are making a way when it's an impossible situation." Because God turns things around. He makes things possible. What's impossible for man is possible for the Lord. He says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name." Isn't it beautiful that you have a name that God can call you? God calls you by name. God calls you by name. And he says, "You are mine. You are mine." Again, you have to make this relationship personal with the Lord because we belong to him and he calls us mine. He calls us that we belong to him. That's how special you are. Come on now. You know, you may be having a hard week, but God is telling you that you are special. God is telling you that you belong to him. God is telling you that he's making a way. God is telling you just because you haven't heard anything, that doesn't mean that he has closed his ears and he's not listening, because he's faithful and he is right there and he's making a way. He's making a way. So for your blessing is right around the corner. Come on, your blessing is right around the corner. Hebrews 11 says, calling the things that are not there like if they're already there. So continue to declare the word of the Lord. Speak life to the situation. Speak hope into the situation. And you're going to see how God is going to turn things around. Some of your breakthroughs are right there. Come on. Some of your breakthroughs are right there. And all you got to do is speak it forward. All you got to do is declare it. All you got to do is just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you're making a way. I thank you, Father, because you are in control. I thank you, Father, because I am healed. Come on now. I am healed. By your stripes, I am healed. Declare the word of the Lord upon yourself. Bless yourself. Come on now. Lay hands upon yourself. I don't know how many times I've done that. I was like, come on, Hernandez. Get it together there. You know, get it together there. And I got to shake myself up. Come on. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. And, you know, sometimes I go through the storms, you know, I go through that valley, you know, and every time, you know, the Lord reminds me, come on, who are you? Who did I call you to be? Who do I call you to be? He says, we are his. We are his sons and his daughters. You know, we are heirs with Christ Jesus. He's made a way for that we can walk in victory, that we can walk in blessing. So today, I just challenge you, take a few moments, take a few minutes and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you are working it out. You are in control, Father. Nothing is impossible for them that believe. You're making a way where there is no way. And I'm not going to listen to what man says. I'm going to listen to the Lord. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. What does the report of the Lord says? The report of the Lord says that I am healed. I am free. I am delivered. You know, that's what the report of the Lord says. You know, so put your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my peace. I thank you for my joy. Even though you may feel like you're in the middle of the storm, thank the Lord in advance, because you know what? When you speak life over yourself, situations change. For the devil is a liar. Come on now. The devil is a liar. Who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the report of the Lord, or you're going to believe the report that everybody else is saying? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe in the supernatural, that God is already working it out. I'm going to believe that my family is safe, that my loved ones are saved, that my husband is saved, that my wife is safe, that my children are saved, that my great-grandchildren are saved. Come on. You know, that's the report that I'm going to believe. And that's what I want to speak. I want to speak life, because that's what the good shepherd does. The good shepherd protects us so that we can have life. And not only just have life, but have it more abundantly, because that is the word of the Lord. So this morning, as my time runs out again, you know, let us draw near to him and he will draw near to us. And let us give him the glory. And let us give him the praise. Let us give him the honor. And let us thank him. Thank him in advance. I guarantee if you start thanking God instead of complaining to God, you're going to see how things are going to turn around. If you start thanking God instead of complaining to God, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Why? Because he loves to work in the supernatural. He loves to work in where everything is impossible. That's where he wants to show off. So, you know, a lot of times I say, Lord, show off. Show off in my life. Do what you need to do, Lord God. Do what you need to do, Lord God. Show off. And guess what? He shows off and he shows up and he brings deliverance and he brings hope and he brings peace. And that's why I can get excited about God. I can give him the praise, the glory, even though sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of the storm. But guess what? He's right there with you. His word says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never abandon you. The word of God says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. The word of God says, nothing is impossible for them that believe. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, as I close this morning, let us give the shepherd the praise that he deserves. Let us thank him and let us move forward and be expecting. Come on, be expecting. If you never expect anything, nothing's ever going to happen. But when we are expecting, when we are expecting from the Lord, when we are trusting God and we are believing, guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to come. It's going to come. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, because your word spoke first to me before I even put it on paper for this morning, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, because you're so faithful. You're so faithful, Father God. Even when I mess up, even when I lose it sometimes, Father, you are faithful and you're right there. And you still call us your own. You still call us your sons and your daughters. And your word says, Father, that you call us your own. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling me yours. Thank you that I belong to you, Father. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor. And I pray for my brothers and sisters, you will bless them, that you will meet their needs according to your riches and glory, Father. I thank you for their breakthrough, for their healing, for their restorations, Father God. I thank you for saving their loved ones, their marriages, Father God, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, Father. I thank you for what you're going to do this week, Father. As we draw near to you, Father God, your word says that you will draw near to us. Thank you for that, Father. Now bless us, keep us, and guide us as we move forward in you. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. You guys have a blessed weekend. Come on, let's get ready, for God is on the move. Great things are happening. Get involved. So many people are needed for this Easter weekend that is going to come. You know, so many hands are needed. So let's press on and see how God is going to move. God bless, God bless, God bless. And as always, keep your focus, keep your focus, keep your focus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Be blessed.